Listening Library presents Angus and Sadie by Cynthia Voigt. Read for you by Wendy Carter. Chapter 1. How Mr. and Mrs. Want a Dog and Decide to Find One. Mr. and Mrs. lived on a farm in Maine. The farm was called the Old Davis Place because it had belonged to Mr.'s grandfather. When old Mr. Davis died, he left the entire farm to his grandson, young Mr. Davis, and the farm kept its name. The old Davis place was a big farm, 137 acres of woods and pastures and fields. It backed up against the mountains, so the farm had also some wide, stony meadows, which in midsummer were covered with wild blueberries. Two streams ran down from the western mountains, crossing the farm on their way to a distant lake. The streams dug steep ravines out of the hills and gullies, too, before they joined together in the woods to make one slower, broader stream that meandered across the lower, flatter pastures and fields. Mr. and Mrs. raised sheep for wool and chickens for eggs. They kept two Guernsey cows named Bethy and Annie, after queens of England, for milk and butter and sometimes cheese. They planted alfalfa and hay, soybeans, and feed corn in their fields. They grew vegetables in a big garden behind the house, and Mrs. also kept a few flower beds at the front. What they didn't need for themselves, they sold at a summer farm stand at the end of the driveway. Vegetables and eggs and sometimes fresh butter. The alfalfa, hay, and corn that they didn't store for winter feed, they sold at the farm.